Besties, have you heard about the groundbreaking GLP-1 treatments like Ozempic? With Effecty, getting access to these powerful medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredients as Ozempic, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable, science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a quick chat-based telehealth consultation, and if you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door, no hassle and no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. Right now, Bestie, you can get $50 off your LGP1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with code MAFIANSURES at checkout. That's Effecty.com, EFECTY.com, and use code MAFIANSURES at checkout to get $50 off your first month at LGP1 weight loss treatment. I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone, but with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults aged 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider, and if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meet, R-E-J-O-Y. To whoever this may impact, sometimes our lives have to be completely shaken up, changed, and rearranged to relocate us where we're really meant to be. Sometimes change feels like loss, transformation is scary, and sometimes to discover the best versions of ourselves, we must let go of absolutely everything that's holding us down. Welcome to I Missed Me, your new safe space. I'm excited to form a part of your healing journey. Love. Often considered one of the most profound experiences a person can have. It is difficult to define it universally. Many spiritual and philosophical traditions see love as the ultimate driving force of life itself. It is the thread that connects us all, to people, to nature, and to the universe. Love drives connection, healing, and transformation. However, the way we experience love is deeply influenced by the way we love ourselves. Love isn't just something you give. It is something you embody. And to fully embody it, you need to cultivate it within yourself first. Self-love isn't selfish. It is necessary. And it is about honoring your own needs, setting healthy boundaries, and ensuring that your well-being is a priority. Otherwise, you're giving out of an empty cup. And that kind of love, even though it's genuine, is very conditional. Again, self-love is necessary, and without it, every other relationship suffers. If you struggled with putting yourself first all throughout your life, prioritizing yourself and your needs will feel unnatural, especially if you've been taught that love is about self-sacrifice. But the truth is that sacrificing your happiness, your well-being, or your boundaries for the sake of someone else isn't love. It is self-neglect. And I get it. Choosing yourself can feel very scary. You might worry about being judged, about losing people, or even about being alone. But one of the biggest lessons that I've learned is that the right people, the ones who truly love you, the ones who truly respect you and want what's best for you, will celebrate you for loving yourself. They will honor your boundaries, not push you against them. One of the hardest acts of self-love will be letting go. Letting go doesn't mean you didn't care. And it doesn't mean the relationship was a failure. It simply just means that the connection, as it stands, is no longer aligned with who you are or who you are becoming. If your relationships point to a pattern of pain, imbalance, or unfulfillment, it might be time to consider whether holding on is costing you more than what is giving you. Letting go is hard. It is messy, and it is emotional. Sometimes, it feels like the opposite of love. However, letting go can be one of the biggest acts of love you can do for yourself and for the other person. When you let go, you are ultimately saying, I love myself enough to prioritize my peace, and I respect you enough to release you from something that isn't working. It is not about blame or guilt. It is about acknowledging that the connection no longer serves the highest good for either of you. And yes, it will hurt, but growth often does. The pain of letting go is temporary, but the peace and freedom it brings will last forever. Letting go is not the end of your journey. It is just the beginning. This is where you truly begin to love yourself. Rebuilding after letting go is about rediscovering yourself. What brings you joy? What makes you happy? And what do you want to create in this next chapter of your life? Give yourself permission to grieve, but also give yourself permission to grow. Surround yourself with people who lift you up. Invest in activities and practices that nurture your soul. And always remember, loving yourself isn't a one-time act. It is a daily practice. Love is a gift. Whether it's shared with others or directed to yourself, it is a gift. Loving yourself doesn't mean you don't care about anything or anyone, but it just means that you value your worth enough to make choices that serve your highest good. Sometimes that means holding on, and sometimes it means letting go. Both are acts of love, and both require strength. Holding on can mean fighting for a relationship, a dream, or a version of yourself that you know deep down is worth it. But letting go is love too. It's recognizing when something no longer serves you, when it's time to release what's been holding you back so you can step into the fullness of who you are meant to be. Letting go isn't a failure. It is freedom. And it is the courage to say, I deserve peace, joy, and I deserve to be whole. Sometimes that path to wholeness means closing a door so a better one can open. Loving yourself isn't something you check off a to-do list. It is a daily commitment, and it is in the small, consistent actions. Saying no when something doesn't align to your values, choosing rest when your body and mind are asking for it, speaking kindly to yourself, especially when you make mistakes, celebrating your wins, no matter how small they seem. Self-love is the boundaries you set, the people you surround yourself with, and the way you show up for yourself even on hard days. You won't always get it right. None of us do. There will be moments when you doubt your worth or put others ahead of you. And when that happens, don't beat yourself up. Always return to love. Choose yourself again and again and again. Find the people who see you, who celebrate your wins, and who hold space for you in your struggles. These are the people who remind you of your light when you forget it. Don't be afraid to let go of relationships that drain you or diminish you, because that is not selfish. It is self-preservation. A healthy community uplifts you, inspires you, and holds you accountable to your highest self. Choosing to love yourself is one of the bravest things you can ever do. It means standing up in your truth, even when it's uncomfortable. It means prioritizing your well-being, even when it disrupts your routine. And it means believing deep down that you are enough, just as you are, including your flaws. Self-love isn't about becoming what someone else wants you to become, but it is about becoming the fullest, most authentic version of yourself. Let this be your reminder that you are worthy of love, not because of what you do or how you look, but simply because you exist. And the more you embrace that truth, the more you'll radiate to the world. Loving yourself doesn't mean you don't love others. It means you love yourself enough to create a life that feels good for you. It is about making choices that honor your peace, your happiness, and your growth. You are the love of your life. And when you truly embrace that, every other relationship in your life will reflect it. With love, Mafe.
Besties, if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share with anyone that might need to listen. Don't forget that we have a membership, where as soon as you sign up, you will receive an I Missed Me hoodie. Plus, you have access to an exclusive episode every single month, printable activities, meditations, monthly challenges, PDF guides, and behind-the-scenes content. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media, I Missed Me Podcast, on Instagram and TikTok, and subscribe to I Missed Me's YouTube channel, I Missed Me Podcast. I will see you guys on our next episode.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.